right, let's get started. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to look through a few Rambans from our Parsha, from Vayeshev, and try to paint the picture, or try to get a sense of the picture that Ramban's painting for us of what life was like for Yosef in Mitzrayim. Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim. How old was Yosef when he went to Mitzrayim?
17.
17. Imagine being a 17-year-old in a world where you're totally separated from your family. You're in a society that's, I guess, basically like society nowadays, meaning incredibly base and without any sort of standards and morals. But and you're on your own. Okay, so the Ramban paints us this picture. So it says, Ki Hashem ito. I think that the Potiphar saw that Hashem was with him. So says the Ramban, Shem Shamayim Shogar Befiv Loshon Rashi. It's a Yosef, can you, take out the trash? It's like, okay, Mirat Hashem, I'll get to it in 2 minutes. Like, I think things like that. It's like, wow, this guy's really religious. Hashem ito, Hashem is with him, meaning Hashem is, he's always mentioning Hashem, Loshon Rashi. Ve'enu nireh, the Ramban often does not mince words. Like, no, I don't think that's a pshat. Aval vayar adonav ki Hashem ito. What does that mean? Ki atzlichu ma'asa b'chol eis yoser mikol adam. He had a certain hatzlacha, a certain siyata d'shmaya. Everything he did, it would be, work out the way he wanted it to. V'yeda ki me'eis elokim hulo. He realized, this guy's a holy person. V'chein ra'o ra'inu ki Hashem imcha. It says, anybody remember from Chavav? Chavav. Oh, that's by Abimelech. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. We saw Hashem is with you. So he made him his personal helper, his personal servant. And also in charge of the house. So this idea, you have this kid, and everybody kind of looks at him as somebody who's a little bit different. Like, wow, he's a special kid. He's a holy kid. And therefore, they gave him a certain trust. Says the next Ramban, I apologize, it was a mistake, meaning look at Pasuk Vav for number two. The first one is the same thing we just read. He gave him everything except for his bread. Lasho Nikia Kedivir Rabosenu. Guys, Lasho Nikia? Yeah? Okay, very good. Okay, he gave it's not really our Lasho Nikia, but I mean, obviously it's related. I mean, he gave everything, he made Yosef in charge of everything besides his bread, which means Lasho Nikia for his wife. As Chazal say, Rabbi Avram Amar ki kol asher lo haya biyad Yosef chutz min halechem ashu ochel. Ibn Ezra takes it kipshuto. He let Yosef handle everything in the household besides the bread, meaning the food. Shlo haya afilu no geabo. He didn't even let him touch it. Bavur hayoso ivri. He was a Jew. Ki chen haya mishpat hamitzrim esa ivrim shlo yigu b'ma'achalam ki to eva hi li mitzrayim. Because that was their thing. They wouldn't let the ivrim, people from a certain area, including the Jews, touch their food. Could be that's a pshat of the Ramban that literally means bread. How do we know the Mitzrim did not like when the Jews touched their bread, handled their food? When the brothers came. Exactly, with Yosef. Right, very good. Later. Oh, yeah, so okay, either it means, like Chazal, that it's a Lashon Nekiyah, or it means literally the bread. Oh, yeah, Perush HaKasav ki lo yada adona ves Yosef mu'uma shikach mikol ha-shalo. Meaning certain servants, you have to kind of make sure you locked up the liquor cabinet, and you just make sure you have to keep your money safe whenever they're around. With Yosef, that wasn't the case. Rakas alechem levado asher yochal Yosef. Meaning, ki im halechem asher hu ochel, that's not what he didn't give to Yosef. It means that's the only thing he trusted, that's the only thing Yosef would take. He wasn't somebody who was engaging in all sorts of other vices like the other young men. He didn't have these how do you say shifot? What's the word in English?
Desire.
Ambition. Both of them, but ambitions, right. Didn't have these ambitions to try to become the Balabayas and take over all of his property. He was just a nice guy who was trustworthy. Fine. Okay, so we have this, Ramban is painting this picture. Yosef was a holy person, Yosef was a trustworthy person, Yosef was somebody who was very, straight, wasn't trying to do things that were inappropriate. And then the next Ramban. Vayimain vayomer al ishes adona, ishes potifar. Sipir akasav ki me'ain la'asos kiratzoni. He was refusing to do her bidding. Av alpishi hi gvirto ishes adona. She was a very prominent woman, the wife of his master, who yari mimena, meaning, and he therefore had a certain fear of her, meaning that she could make my life miserable. Forget for even putting aside the taiva and the itzahara of wanting to be with her. But besides that, he could probably have justified it practically, like if I don't give in, she's gonna, who knows what, throw me in jail, kill me. She's gonna make me, sleep on the floor with the rats. I don't know. She's like somebody who has a lot of power over him. Ki hu yare es Hashem yoser. So he's saying that despite all that and all the other things that probably were going into his head about why he could kind of justify this, he pushed all that aside, and his Yiras Shamayim was even stronger. And Vizetam, El Ishis Adonav, That's a mistake with the Ramban. Okay. That imagine means he told the wife, why is it saying he refused and told the wife of his master? Because even though she was the wife of his master, she had a lot of power and a lot of, my English is going, fellas. What's the word? Leverage. A lot of leverage over him. Still, he was able to ignore that and do the right thing. Vaitneu, this is just kind of a cute one. Whatever. We're going to try to tie this into Hanukkah. That's why I could not bring this next Ramban. They put Yosef in the cell, not the cellar, the prison. What's the word I'm looking for? Dungeon. Put him in the dungeon where the king's prisoners were. Amar Rabbi Avram, Kekasi Yifarish, Beisa Soar, Makam Asher Asir Melech Asurim Sham, Velekach Amar Kuhu, Shame Mitzri. Ibn Ezra has a pshat. Why are we telling us you put him in the Beis HaSoar, which is a place where the king's prisoners goes? Because you should know, says Ibn Ezra, that this word is an Egyptian word, Sohar, and therefore we're translating it for you. What is Sohar? The place where the king's prisoners go. So, because the Torah, when it's quoting a foreign word that we're not familiar with, will translate it. Below Marklum, that's not the pshat. That's not the pshat, says the Ramban. It's also interesting because we're going to have all sorts of lechora Egyptian words that we don't do this for. For example, what did they call Yosef when they had him paraded out to everybody? Savdas Paneach. So Rashi brings it based on the drasha that Megala Dvarim, right, Stumim. But the Pasha pshat is that it's an Egyptian word, Savdas Paneach. And there's other words, Avreich, Seder. Okay, below Merklum. Aval vayitzneu. See the ayin shem the nitziv by the shem Moshe. That's fascinating. Also Egyptian word. Aval vayitzneu al beis hasaur hayadu lamelech. Forget about it. It's not an Egyptian word. They put him in the dungeon that was known for the king's prisoners. Shu makom asher yasru sham asir melech lomar ki hayazeh siba sheichansu imo hamashke b'haofe. Why are we adding on to the idea that he was put in the dungeon where the king's prisoners go to set up the story that he's going to have other? He's going to have the king's servants being thrown in there, meaning Sarah Mashkim, Sarah Ofim, and that's going to lead to the next part of the story. It could be it's saying the also this Yata Deshmaya that was on Yosef, that he was put into like the blue collar prison, meaning the Asire Hamelech, the place where the king's prisoners were sent. Even though lechora he didn't deserve to be there, but his master who kind of threw him in jail, but he put in a good word for him, so he put into like the decent dungeon, you know, not the worst dungeon. Ubalei halasha, this is the part I was talking about in terms of Hanukkah. The grammarians, the people who do with diktok and lashon, yifarshu sohar kipa agula. What's that? No, kipa agula, some sort of dome. That's a soar. Miloshon agan hasoar. Okay, if we knew what the pesukim in Shir Shir meant, then we'd know what the reference is. Ulefi daiti shu habor. Soar means a pit. Bayis banui tachas hakarka velo pesach katan milamala. It's some sort of underground room, you know, and has a small hole, small opening on the surface. Yachnisu bo ha'asurim, and the prisoners go in there. I apologize. I know it's getting really fuzzy at this point. No, I apologize. Mimenu lehem ora. This little slit of light is where they had their light from. V'hu miloshon sihara be'aramit. Sihara. What's sihara? Sihara means like the light of the moon. Kasher amar means light, reflection of light. Kasher amar tsohar ta'ase lateva. The word sohar and the word tsohar both have to do with something which brings in light, says the Ramban. It's Hebrew. Tsohar and tsohar. Miloshon tsohraim. Loshon of noon. The shanu bahem zelarov oro bezelamiyud, and therefore in the Torah, sohar and tsohar are the same sounds, kind of, but they're actually somewhat opposites because tsohar means an abundance of light, and sohar means a tiny slit of light, like a little. There's a little bit of light in what's that?
Noach's window wasn't
that? Noach's window was tsohar with a lot of light.
That was a lot of light.
A lot of light. So there's a little bit of light. There's a little bit of light kind of piercing the darkness in the dungeon. That's the lashon of sohar. So Yosef, he was in the dark, but there's a little bit of light shining through, and say we'll get there. Fine. So one last part of the Ramban's in this week's Parsha. So just painting the picture of Yosef's matzav in Mitzrayim. So as the Ramban over here, I apologize. Now I can imagine your sheets are totally unreadable. So they saw the Sar Hamashim Sar Ofim were upset one morning. And so Yosef proactively, thank you. Came and asked them, you know, what's wrong? Maybe I can help you out. It would have been appropriate for the pasuk to say he asked them, because we were just talking, I guess, in the pesukim about the sarah mashkim and sarah ofim. Why is it stressed? He asked this the sarisei paro asher ito b'mishmar beis adonav. Aval herich ki ratza l'saper b'shevach Yosef. We're telling you we're praising Yosef. Sheyanar eved, he was this, you know, this young slave boy. V'sha'al lishnei sarim gedolim, v'heim bebeis Adonav. He's going proactively and approaching these two very prominent people. And he's kind of like the guy at the bottom of the rung of this society there. He says, you know what, if I can do something to help, I'll go and help. Asher sane also, the people kind of, it's anti-Semitism, they're anti-Ivrim, they didn't like him. V'ekol echad yachol etzavos, laseis es roshom ha'ela, v'lo pacham ne'am. Everybody could kind of tattle on him for being annoying, and then he'd get killed. He says, "You know what? I'm not scared. I only fear Kadosh Baruch Hu." He says, "You know, let me try to explain to you what I think is going on with your dreams." He trusted in his wisdom. Because if he would have been wrong, and he would tell the Sarofim, "Yeah, you're going to get called up in 3 days, and they're going to kill you," and then they don't kill him, so you can imagine that he was going to suffer for that. But he trusted in his wisdom. Here it seems like almost like self confidence. But I think from the Hemshech of the Ramban, you get the sense also of his bitachon in Hashem. Right, v'tam beposer ein oso. There's nobody to interpret these dreams. Ein modiah ha'asiyim. Nobody could explain what it was saying. V'talkin shachul k'tzas achartum v'voker roshayu anashim v'mayim v'vayis asar v'ein poser oso v'osh amru v'ein v'olam poser oso ki da'atenu ki nelam huma od. Wasn't mean nobody could explain it. Maybe it means they sent to the official dream interpreters, or they're asking people in the jail. Nobody knew, or it means like this dream was so wild, like nobody can explain what's going on. And Yosef says, "Hello, Lelo Kim Pitronim." The interpretation is Kadosh Baruch Hu. Peter should be Avram. Kiyomer ki amikir ma'asidim lavo b'chalmos Lelo Kim Heim. Whatever happens in dreams is in Hashem's hands. Kihu levado hamachlim v'amodia ha'asid. He's the one who brings and informs about the future. Goes to Shalom Bori Rab. Endi b'dibure lachem to us. I have said, "Vezer amar shelo yanisheu imtavu lahem ra'ah." So according to Ibn Ezra, he's saying Hashem is in charge of dreams, so if I say something you're not going to like, so don't punish me. Or they shouldn't be upset at him. Fine. I think it's on the top. By Nochon Bein, I have the next page. Yomar Halo Lelo Kipitronim B'chol HaChalomos HaNe'alavim Ha'astumim. Hashem knows everything that's hidden. V'yacholo Odia Pisron Chalomchem. He could explain the you know what your dream is about. And even if you don't know, even if you can't understand, I can ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu, maybe he'll reveal it to me. Okay, and all, what's my point of all these Rambans? My point of all these Rambans, from the fact that in Potiphar's house, the kind of trust was put into him, they saw Hashem Ito, they saw he's somebody who was, right, Esalechem Ashu Ochel, the Ramban says, Lo Lishar Hanos Kasher Yasu Abachurim, somebody who has his values straight. He refused the Eshus Adonav because even though he was in a very vulnerable position and a position where nobody would have known what he was doing, he still had this intense Yirah Shamayim, this ability to be so connected to Hashem and to overcome his fear of punishment from the Sarah Ofim, Sarah Mashkim. He's somebody who's very connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think putting all these Rambans together, right, this is Yosef is known as right, Yosef HaTzadik. The idea of a Tzadik, and this is something that I feel like the Svarim that elaborate on these things are the Svarim I'm less familiar with. But the idea that will make somebody a tzaddik is that he's in a situation of Nisayon. And that not only that, that Mitzrayim represents this darkness, this spiritual darkness. It was a place where paganism and idolatry was rampant, where Arayos was rampant, where standards were very, very low. Yosef was away from his family. Despite all that, the picture that Ramban's painting for us is somebody who was still incredibly in touch with the Iker and with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that was able to kind of guide him and give him the Siyata Dishmai and help him be successful throughout everything he was doing. And eventually be the one who's going to bring this Yeshua to all of Klal Yisrael. And that's what made him this tzaddik. The fact that he was in that situation was able to overcome it. I want to tie this in a little bit to Hanukkah. There's a Ramban here from number 5 I've talked about in the past, but I don't know if it was with any of you guys, but it's like a classic, it's a classic makor for Hanukkah, and also I feel like it's very open. Like you could do with this Ramban what you want, so we're going to do something with it. Look at the Ramban in source number 5. You got to know this Ramban, but once, you know, it's important Ramban Hanukkah makor. It's in Bamidbar, Perek Ches Pasuk Beis, if you guys have a Bamidbar, so it's not going to help you. Okay, Baaloscha, right? Baaloscha is Haneros. So the first paragraph he's quoting Chazal. quoting Rashi. La manismacha parshas menorah lechanukas hanesim. It's coming after the Chanukas hamizbeach, the Chanukas hamishkan, and all the nesim are bringing their rekaras kesav achas shalshim v'yam mishkalal, all their karbanos. And Shevet Levi, Aaron was kind of left on the sidelines. So Rashi says, Lefisha kishara Aaron chanukas hanesim. So when Aaron saw all the korbanos and nesim were bringing, he became upset. He or a shevet were not involved in this consecration of the Mishkan. Hashem says, on your life, your share is much greater than theirs. You're the one who prepares and lights the menorah morning and evening. Volunis Ba'erli, says the Ramban, see, it's a beautiful idea here, but what is it? Like, what was Aaron being consoled with? Lama nichamo b'hadlakas haneros, why was he consoled with the menorah? Volunis nichamo b'ketores boker v'erev sheshivchu bo'akasov yasimu ketores v'apecha. What about the ketores? The Torah itself praises the ketores. V'chol ha'karbonos, he's Aaron HaKohen, he's doing all the karbonos. Minchas chavitin, abodit yom ha'kipurim, enik asher elbo, nichnas avai v'lefnim, shu kadosh Hashem oin v'echalo, sharis l'verach v'shmo. He's Aaron, he's a Kohen Gadol. He's doing everything. He's doing the avodah of Yom Kippur. He's doing the korban tamid. Why the menorah? V'shifto kula mesharis yelokenu. The entire shevet are these holy servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vod ma tam lechalisho sadas hazu. Why was he upset in the first place? V'alo karbano gadol mishon nesim shikir b'yam ha'im karbanos harbe koi mi'amiluim. He was also bringing multiple karbanos every single day of the miluim. What was he upset about? What's this midrash getting at? You're saying, no, he was feeling, I didn't have the option to offer an offering. All the karbanos I'm bringing in the Chanukas and Mishkan, I'm chayav to bring. I want to offer something on my own. That doesn't make sense, because why would he have been consoled in the menorah, which is also a chova? Aval inin ha'agada zu lidrash remez in a parasha Chanukah shel neros shayz beis bayisheni aide Aaron uvanav retoni lomar chashmonai kohen gadol uvanav. The point of this medrash is to say Aaron HaKohen was informed that in sometime in the future there's going to be a second beis hamikdash and your descendants the chashmonaim are going to come and rekindle the menorah, and he says he realized his chelik is even greater than the chelik of the nesim. Adkan. You know, we could talk about this. Ayin Sham yourselves, the rest of the Ramban, but the Ramban says that Aaron HaKohen was consoled by the ideas his descendants are going to do the Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdash, but lighting the menorah in the times of Chanukah. So now, what I said at the beginning, it's a very open Ramban, meaning it's a great fodder for Vortim, for Divrei Torah and Chanukah, because you could say, what's so special about Chanukah, of our Chanukah, that consoled Aaron? What was so special about it? What's special about, meaning, why is it more special than the Avodah Lifnayiv Lifnim of Yom Kippur, the Ketores, or all the Korbanos? Meaning, what was so special about the lighting of the menorah in Chanukah that consoled Aaron? So I want to offer the following suggestion, maybe tie in all these Rambans from our Parsha and this Ramban. I want to talk about, we really only have a minute, not a minute, like 4 minutes, but we don't have much time, but an incredible Maharal in Chidushe Agados, he also I think in Ner Mitzvah, in his Sefer on Chanukah, but let's read through it really quickly, as much as you can read it. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos, right? My Chanukah, and the Yivanim came to the Heichal, and they were Metame Kol Hashmonim, and then they came back after their victory, and they saw there's only a little bit of oil left. Him Tomar, v'chi b'shvil shenase lehem neis b'hadlaka, v'lo hayazeh rak la'asos mitzvahs hadlaka, hayukovim Chanukah. Meaning what? Because of this miracle of finding this oil, that's why we have the holiday of Chanukah. V'chol neis shechayev lehodos ulehalel. The entire 8 days we're praising Hashem. U'bishvil hatzalaso. V'lo bishvil shenaseh lo neis lasos hamitzvah. But that's not the pshat. If you look at Al-Hanisim, it says in the brackets, we're praising Hashem for the fact that He gave us the Yad HaDishmai in battle. We came back to the Beis HaMikdash. We're not really focusing on this one miracle, but from the Gemara and Shabbos, it seems like this one miracle is what the whole holiday is about. Is that really what it's about? Is it not about our victory or going back to the Beis HaMikdash? Our ability to defeat the mighty Greek kingdom. The real holiday of Chanukah is our victory over the Greeks. Rak shelo haya nira shehaya nitzachon ayidei neis Hashem yisbarach she'asah zeh v'lo mikochem v'gvurasam. But we didn't. There was this kind of undercurrent. How did we know? Maybe these people were just stronger. Maybe they had better military tactics. Maybe it was just like a political victory. Ulefikach nase haneis ayidei neiros hamenorah sheyedu shehakol haya b'neis hamelchama gamkein. And therefore, there was this miracle with the oil to tell everything Hashem says. I was with you the entire time. Yes, it was a shutfus between the Hashmonaim and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I was with you, helping you with this miracle the entire time. B'davka neise nase ki ikar rishus rishayim shetimu sahecha alfaim. The rest of it is very good, but we're going to have to skip because of our time. Yishlecha ladas, the last paragraph. Listen to this vort. Have you guys heard of this? It's unbelievable. It's appropriate that Hanukkah should be in Kafei Bekislev. Sha'az yatsa ha'or le'olam. That's when the light comes to the world. V'yadua ki gimel chadashim sheim tishrei marchesh van kislev or shelchama mismait v'holeich tamid. We should know, scientifically. What's the longest day of the year called? The
solstice.
Solstice. Solstice is...
December 21st.
When?
The winter. The winter or summer?
Summer.
June 21st. When's the shortest day of the year?
December
21st. So says the Ramban, says the Maharal, what he's going to explain is that when the world was created, December 31st, the 21st, was Chafei Kislev. Meaning that is the shortest day of the year, meaning to say that's when there's the least amount of light in the world. Okay, and this year I think it comes in Hanukkah as well. Umin tkufas teves ve'elech, and from that time and on, holech umosif ha'or, the light is increasing in the world. Adche betekufas tamuz ha'or hu betokof shalom. Until you get to the summer, the solstice, whatever it was, that's when there's the most light. Umiyaz matchilera, then the cycle begins to decrease. Amdam ha'or ha'elyon hu ha'or ha'ashem hiktim kodem tishrei shrei b'kafe be'elo nivra ha'olam. When the world was created, the world, mina adam, the world was created in chafe be'elo, uv'yom rishon amar ha'kadosh baruch hu yihor. Vayihor, v'or ha'elyon, this light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was put into the world in Chafei Be'elul, meaning which is when there's the most light in the world. That's the summer or whatever it is. Summer equinox, whatever. No, not equinox, solstice. When this light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming back into the world, it's Chafei Bekislev. Therefore, we're supposed to light the light at the time when Hashem's light is coming back into the world. Lamaisa, what the Maharal is getting at between the nace of the Pach Shemen and what it represents and what this period represents is that Hanukkah is about the shutfus between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are able to come and believe in Hashem and through our Hishadlus beat this incredible empire of the Greeks. And Hashem says, I'm showing you that is, I was with you that whole time through the nace of this or. And we are able to come at the time when Hashem's or is coming back into the world, ourselves, to come and bring that or into the world by coming to the base of Mikdash and rekindling the light of the base of Mikdash. But the idea is that Hanukkah is a time when there's darkness and then there's beginning to be light. This is also representative of what was going on in the world at the times of the Chashmonaim. The world was very dark, meaning we were losing our monarchy, meaning we lost our authority. But more than that, in terms of culture, in terms of Kedusha, in terms of Avodas Hashem, there's a lot of darkness, a lot of lack of remembering what our purpose is in this world. And the Chashmonaim come and say, no, we're going to remind everybody what the Iker is, what we're supposed to be doing. And the idea of lighting the menorah and Hashem saying, yes, I'm with you, kind of represents all these themes. Hashem saying, I'm with you, and yes, you are able to bring more Kedusha to the world. V'haray, I'm doing this miracle of the Neis Pach Hashem, and there's going to be this light in the world. And that was the opportunity to come and tell all the Jewish people that we have to go back to Hashem and bring more light into the world, more light of Kedusha into the world. So in terms of what the Ramban was saying before, the Aharon HaKohen was consoled by the Nes of Hanukkah. So why is that? You could say, in the times of the Nesim, so there was open miracles. People realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us in the world. Everything was relatively clear. We weren't acting perfectly, but it was clear. And therefore, Hashem says, don't worry, your chelik is much greater than their chelik. To bring to Hashem and to praise Hashem when everything is light outside, that's one thing. But to praise Hashem when everything is dark, and you are the one who is bringing that light into the world to then shine for everybody else to see and hopefully be inspired by, that's much greater than what happened in the times of the Nesim. That could be why Aharon HaKohen was consoled. So all these Rambans that we're talking before about Yosef, I think it's that same message. What made Yosef Hatzadik was that To be a tzaddik in Canaan, in Beis Yaakov, that's one thing. To be a tzaddik and do all the things that Ramban is painting the picture for us here about how he lived in House of Potiphar and the Beis HaSoar, and to have that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite all the darkness around him, that's what it means to be a tzaddik. That's what it really means to bring light into this world. So we live in a world, unfortunately, where there's a lot of darkness. There's a lot of things which are distracting us, which bring us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So may we be zocha a little bit in this Chanukah to remind ourselves that in the darkest time, is when there's the greatest opportunity to bring light, and through our mitzvos and focus, hopefully we'll bring more light of Ora Elyon into this world.